So great to be learning together. Shorei Raz, Tshuva of the Week, and is dedicated by the Mizrahi family in honor and Lilui Nishmat of our good friend Shimon Chai Ben Dada, Shimon Ayash, the Azkara is this week. Now, in honor of Shimon, who really loved Eretz Yisrael, we'll continue what we've been discussing, Shemitah, in our daily halakha, and also articles in the link as well. And this week we're gonna specifically speak about the Otsar Beit Din, which is a very, very interesting aspect of Shemitah. Try to explain that as best as we can. First of all, there is an Isur, there's a prohibition for us to lock the fields and not allow entry of people to come into our fields on Shemitah. Vashvi tishmeteh natashta v'achulu avyonei amecha. That's clear in the Torah. However, in the time of Bayit Shnei already, this was being abused, and people who were merchants actually would just take large amounts from the fields, and they would take advantage of their right to take a little bit of fruit for what they need, and they'd have great amounts, and they would remove all the fruits, and then they would sell them. So therefore, the Tosefta records that we made a change. The Chachamim made a change, and they said, "Well, we have to change things. What we're going to do is we're going to have a Shliach Beit Din that's going to be at the gates of the city, and whoever brings the gates of the fields, and they'll give whatever fruit you gather you give to the Beit Din, to the shlichim of the Beit Din, the agents of the Beit Din, and in exchange they'll give you food for three meals, and then the fruit will be put into the Beit Din's Otsar, you know, their granary for the food, which is very, very interesting. Now, we don't exactly do that today, but nonetheless we still have this idea of Otsar Beit Din, which means like this, that you're not allowed to harvest normally during Shemitah, so you can't hire the individual farmer can't, but you can harvest as a tzibur, as a group. And here, the Otsar Beit Din, it's not a Beit Din that's acting as judging, as a court, but rather as representatives of the tzibur. So basically, the farmers will operate as capitalists 6 days, six years out of the 7 year cycle. In the Shemitah cycle, they basically is socialist, meaning that the fields are now nationalized, belongs to the tzibur, to the community, just for 1 year, and it collects the food, and pays the farmers, they're not proprietors, but they're workers for the Otsar Beit Din. Now the Otsar Beit Din also pays them for their equipment, the farmers' equipment that they're using. So the Beit Din will actually pay the farmers for their needs, and when you buy the Perot Shvi'it from the Otsar Beit Din, you're paying the Otsar Beit Din their expenses for the farmer and the workers of the Beit Din. But this is not capitalism. This is not charging market price. It's just charging for everybody in the Otsar Beit Din to make a living. So if anything, the Otsar Beit Din fruit should actually cost less than the fruit that's on the market. So very, very interesting that what Yaakov Yosef, the approach he takes. Now the Ramban doesn't quote this. The Ramban does. Do we follow the Otsar Beit Din? Yes. So Yaakov Yosef said this is already the minhag, already for a couple of generations in Eretz Yisrael. Those who are machmir on Shemitah rely on the Otsar Beit Din, following the Chazon Ish. He says you can rely on this. But he says like this, very, very interesting. He said, if the Otsar Beit Din is abusing its right and is charging you more for its fruit than for the fruit that's available in the general market from the Hetem Mechira, he said, then rely on the Hetem Mechira. The whole point of Otsar Beit Din is not to have to rely on the Hetem Mechira. But if Otsar Beit Din system is being abused, and they're selling you poor quality, less than the quality of the fruit that's available in the market, and for higher prices, and they're doing that just to take advantage of the community that wants to be machmir on Shemitah, then Chacham Yitzchak says, don't give in to this taking advantage of the Tzibur, and just rely on Hetem Mechira. Now, someone who was machmir didn't rely on Hetem Mechira and did not make and did not say Bli Neder that he's there, just being machmir on Heter Mechira just as a Chumrah, they could do Atarat Nedarim and they can rely on the Heter Mechira. It's very, very interesting. Now, he even says, Chacham Yitzchak, that if you're a field owner, farmer, you don't really have to be, you don't declare your fields ownerless. You can rely on the Otsar Beit Din without a problem. Totally not a problem. And this is a beautiful system. Because if you're dealing with regular Shemitah fruit, that's not from the Otsar Beit Din. There's a Chiyuv Biur. When the fruit is not available in the field, then you have to declare it Hefker. When it comes to Otsar Beit Din produce, says Yagruz Yaku Yosef, no Biur. You're not allowed with regular payrot shvi'it, you can't sell them. So it's our Beit Din, you can sell them because the individuals can't sell them because you don't make a business out of it. But this is socialism. This is done by the community, and for 1 year we become socialists, and this works. Very, 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 very interesting. The money does not that you for the payrot shvi is not captured, does not nitfas, the kedushat shvi does not have the kedushat shmita attached to it. So it really makes a lot of sense. Not for profit, it's a non for profit system, and that's the way it should be. That's the way it should work, and it's in theory very, very beautiful. And Bezrat Hashem, we hope this shmita will be implemented properly. Wishing everybody a great day, a great week, with much bracha, much briyut. And again, we thank the Mizrahi family for dedicating the shiur l'ilui nishmat Shimon Chai ben Dadar, beloved Shimon Ayash.